Our reporters have spent the past 6 months following several Appalachians who are trying to figure out how to survive in Appalachia if they stay, or just to pick up and leave. Last week on The Struggle to Stay, we heard from 20-year-old Colt Brogan. He told us what he wants is a home, some land to grow a garden, and to have a family, kind of like his boss, Ben. Colt's motivated because his own childhood was troubled.
I come to houses like Ben's house, and I see a family doing well. I mean, they have a house, they get along, it seems, and their kids are happy. And I get tore up inside, and I can't fight back tears, and I'm just feel out of place.
But he's determined to make a home for himself and maybe eventually have a family farm where teenagers are welcome to work and stay. But for now, that's a far-off dream. For the past year and a half, he's been working for a farming training program called Refresh Appalachia. In addition to working in a small greenhouse, he also gets paid for the time he spends going to college. Colt says this job at Refresh Appalachia and learning to farm means a lot to him. If he can succeed becoming a farmer, he hopes it will help him to build a life for himself here in West Virginia. But the program is demanding, and he doesn't have a lot of time off. And since we last heard from Colt, things haven't been easy. He shared the latest updates with Roxy Todd.
It's September 2nd, and since the last time we talked, a lot's happened. A little bit after we talked, I mean, I just felt like in complete turmoil. Got to the point where I couldn't really wash my clothes really well. Sometimes I'd do it by hand.
Washing his clothes became a problem because Colt's washing machine broke. That same week, his car broke down.
I mean, I carpool, and you know, they encourage us to carpool and stuff at the company, but
carpooling worked until one day when his coworker was off sick. Colt's boss said he had to find another solution, so he started walking about a mile to work and school on days when he couldn't get a ride. On top of his job, Colt stresses about managing all the work for his college classes. Some of his coworkers have left because the time commitments were too strict. One coworker was fired for not showing up to their classes. But Colt isn't a quitter. He's tough, and he's proud of that.
If you want to stay here in West Virginia, then I believe you're doing something right. But, I mean, because it's hard to want to stay here, in my opinion. Because it is so rough.
Then, things suddenly spun out of control.
My cousin called me, and I answered the phone. It's like 7 in the morning. And she told me that my mom's house burned down. She's like, it's gone. It burned down. It's gone. Didn't really say much else.
Colt called his boss and said he needed the day off. Since his car was still broken down, a coworker drove him to what was left of his mom's house.
And it was gone. I mean, this top story was just burnt. And there were two walls, like, standing, but, like, I think it's just because it started in the middle and, like, burned, you know, towards the outside, and it just took a while. But, I mean, there's just nothing salvageable. Everything in the basement, if it didn't get burnt, it got soaked and, like, nasty.
This was the house along the Coal River where Colt spent a lot of his childhood. His 7-year-old half-brother, River, had been staying at his Aunt Beth's, so he was okay. Colt's mom escaped with no serious injuries, which was surprising because the blaze started right by her bed while she was asleep, from a candle she'd left burning. She did have a big burn mark on her forehead. The fire department took a while to respond to the 911 call because Colt's mom lives in Alum Creek, right on the county line, so the dispatchers couldn't agree on which county was responsible for her home. This is the call between emergency dispatchers at Kanawha County and Lincoln County 911.
5379.
Yeah, we have 5025. You have a report of a structure fire.
According to Colt's Aunt Beth, this conversation between the two counties was going on after the house had already burned. She says they'd actually made two earlier calls to 911 asking for help.
Okay, on the riverside, or because we have the roadway. But the river and everything on that side is in y'all's county. Is it on the...
I'm trying to find out, ma'am. I've got 3 EMS calls I have to dispatch. I'm so sorry.
Okay, let me figure this out. All right.
According to Colt's aunt, two local volunteer firefighters heard this conversation on the dispatch radio, and they brought in the fire departments from surrounding areas. But by the time the firefighters arrived, the house was a total loss. There wasn't much they could do. Everything was ruined, including dozens of musical instruments, their family's quilts, baby photos. By the way, this was not their first fire. When Colt was 2 years old, their first house along the Coal River burned down. And being so close to the river, Colt and his mother, Maria Murado, have also been flooded several times.
After the waters went down, it's nothing but sludge and nasty, stink, gross. They would, you know, we would have to get tetanus shots and bleach and go at it like that.
So they've lost things in the past, but this recent fire was the worst. In the middle of the chaos after the house burned, Colt's mom took off and didn't tell anybody. Colt was angry that his mom left without saying goodbye.
We didn't do nothing. We didn't do nothing accomplished today other than the house burned down. And it's just like the whole day was wasted. And that was the only day I had to give, too. So it was like hurt. Like it just hurt because it was like it's impossible for me to take off work. Like it's so hard.
I asked Colt if it hurt to see his childhood home burn. He said he doesn't look at it that way, that he's already said goodbye to this house. When he was 17 and left home, he says he wanted it to be a clean break.
When I moved from there, I took my boots and stuff, 2 changes of clothes, and I was out, and I didn't care if I never got to go back. I mean, that's how I felt when I moved out of there. You know, I got enough to survive, no matter what it, you know, whatever it takes, like, I'm okay. I don't feel like that now. I mean, I don't feel like what I did was a mistake, but I don't feel like that you can ever, like, really sever those ties once they're there. I mean, that's why they call them ties, right? You can't, I mean, you say you do, you say you'd never talk to these people, you say a lot, but if you really loved somebody, even at one point in your time, it's like there's always somewhat of a connection.
One of the only things that made it out of the fire was a ceramic box Colt had given his mom years ago when he was about 4 or 5 years old.
It was like a jewelry box. It was shaped like a heart. It said mom on the top. And I thought that was just like kind of amazing.
His Aunt Beth says she's still hoping that Colt and his mom can eventually work things out.
Oh, it's my prayer every night that things eventually work out. But I don't know. I really don't. Two stubborn people don't always work together.
There is some happy news to share. Well, actually two things. But I'm going to wait until next week to tell you. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Roxy Todd in Lincoln County, West Virginia.
We'll hear the conclusion to Colt's Struggle to Stay story next week here on Inside Appalachia. But the Struggle to Stay series continues. Over the next few months, we'll meet 5 Appalachians as they struggle with the question, do I stay or do I go?